having parents who were preachers make you rebel, want to be a rock and roller?
Yeah, I mean, because it was born in me, you know. I mean, mm-hmm. when I picked up the guitar when I was 8 years old, you know, and I had this old blues guy, you know, that lived in the circus, and he was a black guy, you know, and he played the bottle ink music, you know.
Uh-huh.
And ever since I heard that guy, he tuned my guitar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he tuned my guitar, and I heard him playing that bottle ink music, you know. And then I knew right then, at 8 years old, I wanted to play a guitar,
huh.
you know. And the way it became a rock and roll, I wanted to play country music and black music, bottle ink music. You know, I wanted to play it all. And then when I moved to Portsmouth, Virginia, at 13 years old,
mm-hmm.
you know, I heard people like Chet Atkins and Grady Martin and all this country artists playing, you know, that music behind the country stars, you know?
Yeah.
And I tried to play like that, but I could never get that clean sound because, I don't know, I just didn't have that kind of technique, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I sort of like made my own sound up, you know what I mean? I sort of like created my own sound, like I said.
Yeah.
You know, I'm searching for sound, you know, instead of trying to pick clean like a Chet Atkins. I sort of like created my own rumble.
Yeah, no
sound,
kidding.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.